We are up to page Kuf Hei. Okay, we're still in the middle. We are still in the middle of Simen Pei Halacha Beis. Okay, we've gone through quite a bit, but we have still a little bit more to go. One more paragraph, and one more page, and we're done. Then we can go on to some new things. Okay, so again, it's on page Kuf Hei. We're up to the paragraph on the bottom, the Ayin B'Shailas Teshuvas Maharshag. Okay, everyone got it? Page Kuf Hei. One more little, just to summarize a little bit more about electricity. V'ayim Shem Maharshag B'Nidon HaMe'orer. HaMe'orer is the ventilator. Okay, so I guess he's referring to a fan. A fan. Well, he mentions fan later on, but he calls it here a ventilator. HaSeve B'Koyach HaElectricity. So we discussed yesterday all the different categories of electrical appliances, and we basically said that we went through different categories, and now we're focusing on the ventilator. The ventilator, you're not really doing anything. It's just pure electricity. Electric current is flowing to the motor, something is spinning, and that's pretty much it. You're not doing Bishul, you're not doing tchina, you're not doing lisha, you're not doing havara, you're not doing anything you're not accomplishing anything that would otherwise be a malacha de'oraisa. The only thing is electricity. Electricity is flowing through a motor. Is that problematic? Can the person turn on the ventilator? Can he turn off the ventilator? So on and so forth. So what does he say here? Of course, we in halacha lemaisa, we're not going to do it. But what is the shorish of the halacha? Okay, we mentioned yesterday that some are of the opinion that just the fact that current flows through wires is a form of ish. Because a person is an electric shock. An electric shock is similar to the experience a person would have when he would be burnt by fire. So causing electric to flow through wires is a form of havara. It's like you're fanning the flames. So maybe, yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's suffic derisa. Suffic derisa, it's not a good idea to turn on an electric switch. Even though you're not accomplishing anything on derisa, and you're not doing cooking, you're not making a fire, and not doing anything like that. Name of Shudra, but if you're going to say it's only Midrash, like Kirat, then will we paskin? Halacha lemaisa, we paskin that causing electric to flow through wires is not Havara. If you want to say it's Midrash, don't go and say that it's mutter, that it should be no different than Chazal allow you to extinguish a gachelah shel mateches mishum hazeko derabim v'neim ha'ochi nami lahatir psichas haventilator kedei litchoy so avir cham lahachnis avir kar, because it's also it's you're moving a hezek. The air is a poor quality. It's sakana. You're in a room and the air is not healthy for the people in the room. So just like if you have a halach, when you have a coal that's burning hot, you're allowed to extinguish the coal that's a piece of metal that's burning hot. Some may come and step on it, make it burned by it. So the halach is that in order to remove hezek, you're allowed to be over on an iser derabanan. So maybe since the room now is uncomfortable, the air is poisonous to some degree, you want to turn on the ventilator, so you're doing it best and melacha derabanan in order to remove the hezek, the poor quality air, for the benefit of the people involved. No, you can't compare. Here's a very big insight. You cannot compare in halacha one shavus to another shavus. Just because we find in the Gemara an example where Chazal said something is mutter to do because it's really only a nisar derabanan, and because we have a need, a special need, Chazal, they lifted or they never enacted this takana, that's a very dangerous game to play. To say that just a Chazal was lenient with regard to this, we on our own can say that in the 21st century, Chazal also will be lenient when it comes to this situation. Extinguishing a metal something that's a coal that's burning hot is minatoriz mutter. It's also midrabanan. Chazal said we're going to make an exception when there's a hezek shining. It's mutter lechatchila. So now on our own, we're going to say, oh, turning on an electric fan is only also midrabanan. And because there's a need, because it's not the air quality is not so healthy, so it's to remove a hezek, we'll also do it. A dangerous game. You're not allowed to compare one shavus to another shavus. It's a very important yisoid. At least take
people now that are waffling on, just like you say, a cola, etzel,
pachim etzinim.
So So the same thing as hey, Tzitzino.
Air conditioner. Air conditioner, also. It's all part of the same thing.
We got so used to it. They want to speculate that. It's not,
Air conditioners have another problem is because with the Freon, you have other issues with the air conditioner. You have moilid, you're changing the state of gas.
But it still stays. It's not worse than water becoming kettle.
Right. You're right.
It also works on that.
Same thing, right. But so the question, turning on, turning off, right. Same. Okay, these are the issues. But he says over here,
back to the aside of electricity, what makes electricity?
I don't know.
Water power. That's all it is.
There are many powers. Not only water power.
How do you make electricity? You need the energy to turn the turbines.
Okay.
It's all
okay.
Water.
No. It's going to be heat. You get lots of light turning turbines.
Unless you use gas. Coal,
wind. There's wind and there's solar. There are batteries. What? There are many. That's how you generate. But the electricity is stored temporarily in some type of chemical. It is to some degree. It's stored.
No, it can't be stored.
There are batteries, generators.
No, they don't store it. They ship it, and that's the problem with electricity. That's why they have PQs and less PQs, because when they generate it, you send it out and it's got
to go. It's got to be used, yeah.
So whatever you're using electricity, unless it's coming from a shmamish, a coal or whatever, it's usually coming from water.
Whatever you don't use goes to waste. But the technology has changed quite a bit today. Today, to some degree, they're able for small amounts of time, they're able to efficiently store wasted power.
Upstate New York,
there is a way.
They have a lake. Okay. And during the night, when there's less power, they use the electricity to pump water up to the mountain.
Yeah.
And by day, they let it come back and generate electricity.
Okay, interesting. They have dams, these artificial dams. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Let us see what it says over here. But he says over here, you cannot compare one thing to another. Ain medama shvusim lahadadi pam shatir mimash shahay niru lilchor shasser upam lahepuch. So therefore, don't get carried away here to go start making start saying lumish things so you can turn on the fan on Shabbos. The gam al yidei akum ain lahati befeir shrakim yasu meatzma al yidei yinala telugoi. Amir lakum is also a shvus, and therefore, since the subject arises, it's not a similar to go telugoi to go turn on the electrical appliance, unless of course he does it by himself. And yasu meatzma al yidei akum. From the Haggadah that was written by the son of the Maharshag, he writes that his father, he wrote these shilas, and he doesn't, his father was not a bucky in the technology and how it worked. Ventilator. I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. He had a mistaken understanding in how the technology worked. When it comes to an elevator, and the buttons of today's appliances, shekemat min hanimna lehadorim bikrochim gedolim lizor al kain meheroy shagedolim ubikim yivaru es hadavar. He writes there that today the experts should figure out exactly how these things work. So the son of the Marshag is learning that the technology is changing and it's very complicated and you can't compare one case to another case. There's all different types of electrical appliances, and therefore, you have to go and speak to an expert to figure out what the story is.
In the early 1900s, the halachic thought process was that you could turn the light on Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, because it's Eish.
On Yom Tov,
right. Yom Tov, because it's Eish.
Turn on,
right.
This was written again when?
This is probably in the 60s, 1960, 1970s, something like that, maybe 50s. Not the basics, the what he's quoting, the Shemesh of Halacha. But when the Marshag was before that, was probably in the 20s, the 30s, something like that.
Earlier.
Marshag.
Who's the Marshag?
Someone else. No, that's the Marshag. Someone later, I think. The ayin belua chayovel kasa shavag Rav Yosef Elio Henkin. Gam kein etzim pulas elektrikiba the elevator. Niradin bichlal mavir. He writes that at least the elevators that he was familiar with is no havara. There is no fire. There is no ash. There is no ash. So it's just electrical circuit. Electrical circuit is only the rabbanon. Avshet bichlal say akirasol alis olivedus nitzot ash nizrakim b'teva. Even though electric, even though then in the box, in the control box, we mentioned it says that there are sparks that are flying when the motor goes, turns on and turns off. Those sparks is not called ish because they're davar shein by mamish. He named mechavan shein lachem kiyam nira the in the maver period. The alkein in limchos b'mekel aydin nachwi. And ever since at best, they have hankin in the elevator that he was familiar with is at most in isur derabanan. It's nothing more than an electrical circuit. You're not accomplishing a melacha deraisa by going in an elevator. You're not cooking. You're not producing a fire. The sparks are not called havara. It's an electrical circuit. Halacha lemaisa, we pask that the flow of electricity causing the electric to flow in a motor is not more than a minute in the Rabbanan, so it's a shvus. So shvus to shvus is mutter. To tell a guy to turn on the elevator, to tell you to press the buttons in the elevator is a shvus to shvus, where it's a tzarch mitzvah, or it's even a tzarch for when the poor need a hefsid, you are l'chatchil allowed to tell a guy to do the malacha on your behalf. And you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha derais, that's a davar pashat, because Amir Yaakov is a shvus. But when you're telling a guy to do for you, to do for you malacha de Rabbanan, that when there's a need is mutter. The fan. Okay, I don't know what this is. The fan, the ventilator is pretty much the same thing. It's just because there's not much of a difference. It's like moving a clock. You arrange. If you go and you arrange the clock, arranging a clock on Shabbos. So what are you really doing already by adjusting the hands on a clock? You're not really doing it. So that's midrabanan. It's not more than an issur derabanan. And to tell a guy to set the clock for you is mutter, because there's a need to know for Shabbos the mitzvahs, when Shabbos over, when Shabbos begins, when to go to shul, tzarach mitzvah, it's mulei de guy. So l'chor it's no different to ask a guy to turn on an electrical fan on your behalf. It's a shvus to shvus. V'yamir chaschai mechadosh binyin eish hamishave al yidei. I don't know what this is. Hazuchuchis shemisagel nitzot hashemesh uboyer. What in the world is this? Maybe it's fluorescent. I don't know what this is. Glass. Eish hamishave. Yeah, what?
Magnifying glass to make
fire. Okay. So it's artificial. It's an artificial type of fire. Okay. So are you allowed on Shabbos to use a magnifying glass to make a fire? So it's not an eish mamish. Uboy v'hevi sham me'ashut me'ashut shah hazakenim duhavi told us hachama v'hurak midrabanan. It's only midrabanan because told us chama eish is only when you rub two stones together, when you make real fire. But when you go and you cause fire through the sun, that's only us in midrabanan. So electricity l'chorish don't be no different than told us chama, and therefore it's only midrabanan. Only midrabanan. That's so. He wants someone to say that it should be motive. I am shut Leif Chaim, the over alois svar eish. He disagrees with Isser Torah. He holds that when you make fire through the magnifying glass, it's an Isser deraisa. Okay, so he just wants to point out, make hara. I don't know more than this. Let's see one more less paragraph. Ayn b'shut even yikara b'matul ma'im l'sechas. Another example: a person pours water into sid, some type of chemical reaction. Umavashel, you pour water into sid, lime, and that causes the water to boil. You add together different ingredients. The who durabon, mishum who told us hachama b'din chamei tveria. She holds that it's v'humidat Torah. So you see that there's a difference of opinion when you cause fire on an artificial means. Is it the rabbanon or is it the raisa? When you turn it off, when the water is cold, if you go and you take cold water and you make them boiling hot through adding some type of chemicals, that is a malacha deraisa, and yichayiv ayin sham. So he just wants to point out that you see that it doesn't have to be mamish through actual fire, conventional means. And if you're going to cause fire through electricity, there is a tzad to say that it's an iser deraisa.
What about chemical?
Chemical also is machlek, as he points out. He says some hold that pouring chemicals is the right, some hold this midrabban. He says two different opinions on this matter. What status?
It's new food packages that Mealmart is packaging for
yeah.
The
yeah, and they miss Yatzeledispo when the chemical reaction.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, it's already cooked. So any shachar bishul. But what about causing it to get hot?
There's a little chemical package.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gravy in those fish.
Don't do it on Shabbos.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
You don't do it on Shabbos. Okay, it seems so to say that pouring water into sid, that some type of chemical reaction is, one opinion is midrabanan, and then he brings down from the shut leif chayim that it's a deraisa. He proved two different opinions of causing water, liquid, to become yad seledis through a chemical reaction. Is that mamish deraisa or is that derabanan? So electricity is similar. Electricity, you cause, let's say, turn electrical light, you put in the incandescent bulb to become hot. It's through electricity. It's not mamish through regular fire. Is that deraisa? Is that derabanan? So he says, machlokes
apoiskim.
LEDs.
LEDs are definitely not fine.
It's not. So what is it exactly? I don't know how it works. I don't know. It doesn't get hot. It's chemical, yeah? Does it get hot?
It's silicone.
No.
It doesn't get hot. It gets a little bit hot, a little bit warm.
It's really not. It's a low voltage.
You could hold your hand on the bulb.
But you go on the bulb. Can you hold yourself mamish on the part that's...
Yeah, I tried. I stuck my hand and grabbed the bulb while it was on.
That's the bulb. That's the bulb. But what about if you would open up the bulb and you would touch the parts?
No, LEDs are nothing.
Okay. I don't know. I really don't know.
They work on low voltage, which means they can run off batteries.
Yeah.
Which means if you have a transformer in there, which converts it, so usually what they have is a battery backup.
Yeah.
The whole problem with elevators, everything becomes, because everything's working on... like computers, they're working on very low voltage.
Yeah.
9 or 2 volts or whatever. What happens is you have to convert everything. So it might be it's a whole different category. Someone has to do research.
It's like today in all new buildings, when we grew up, every building has, you see these emergency lights?
Right.
So no more. Any new building, they don't put in emergency lights anymore. Why not? The lights themselves are wired to be emergency lights. Because the voltage is so low, everything is LED and fluorescent, it's the high-tech fluorescent, especially with the new fluorescent, they don't need this anymore. It built into the wiring is if the electricity is cut, the generator, the batteries, will power selected lights in the building itself. So, the technology is advancing and the shilas are getting more and more complex. Okay, let's now go to new halachas. Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel is also la'aros, reitev, for this, but coffee. Making coffee, eating sugar, chazar of these halachas. The person is not allowed to pour reitev or seach al hachatichas lechem oy matzais. A person may not pour gravy, hot gravy upon a piece of bread or upon matzois, upon matzah, because there is yesh bishul achar afia. Something which is baked, bread or matzah, that's afia, that has been baked. When you're now going to soak it in a boiling hot water, iri kli rishon, this is bishul achar afia, so it's aser. You're now allowed to pour...
With iri?
Iri, yes, only iri, because then it's a kli rishon. Iri kli rishon has a din of bishul.
You can't pull the kli sheni also has a bishul, right?
No, kli sheni is definitely not bishul. Only kali ha bishul. Only when it comes to tea bags, tea.
That's a kli sheni.
So why do you go to a kli shlishi?
For tea, people go to a kli shlishi.
There's a chumra.
I think there's a chumra even on a kli sheni. Some people don't do.
Kali Habishal, they hold that coffee. Is Kali Habishal?
Not even Kali
Habishal. It's Kali Habishal.
Ain't, there's no Bishal.
Some people say that, for instance, there are certain type of croutons that are baked.
Yeah.
You shouldn't put it into your soup.
Because if you'll
pull. I don't know.
But because you're
not
it can't be. I don't.
It's a clear, but it's in cliche. It's a consideration.
A ladle can be a ladle can also be a quail. Well, a ladle can also be a kli rishon, because if you submerge the ladle into the pot and you keep it there for a couple of seconds, according to some opinions, the ladle now becomes a kli rishon. So when you pour that in, then when you pour it upon the soup, so it's irui mikli rishon. And if you have croutons in the soup, in the soup when you are pouring from the pot into the soup, that's bishul achar afia. But if you take from the ladle and you pour it into the bowl and then you add croutons later on, it's not a problem because that's already a klisheni, and you're putting something into a klisheni. There's no bishul in a klisheni. Okay, let's take a look. Let's see. Maybe we'll come across it.
Can I get one?
Yes.
matzah into chicken soup.
That's what we're talking about.
So what's the process?
First put the chicken soup into the bowl, and then put the matzah. That's it. But don't first put the matzah in the bowl and pour from the pot directly into the bowl and the matzah, because you'll be pouring from a kli rishon onto an item that has been baked. And eerily pouring from a kli rishon as the status of a kli rishon, and a kli rishon as the koyach to be mevashel to cook something which was baked.
So soup first, then matzah.
Correct. Soup first, then matzah. Then the croutons, then matzah, then anything else. Let's take a look at the halacha. Aser la'aris reitev reseach. One is allowed to pour boiling hot gravy al chatichay slach on a piece of bread. Oy matzah. Ella ya'aret tchilas. First you should pour the gravy l'secha according to the bowl. V'tiskarer k'tzas. And let it cool down a little bit. Ad shetehei ru'uya. Until it's fit liachila. Now he's saying a chumrut. He has to cool down. He's saying it's going down a little less than yad. I don't know exactly why he says that. The achar kein yitain shama es alechem oy hamatzis. Avol kolz man shai reitev hu roseach. As long as the reitev, the gravy, is boiling hot, afilu bekaru also litain l'seicha lechem oy matzis. You're not allowed to add lechem oy matzis. B'chein, we'll see. Maybe we'll see why. B'chein ein litain melech etavul l'seicha reitev. You're not allowed to put salt or spice into the gravy, afilu hu bekara, into the kara, umikol shekein l'secha kadeira, not into the pot itself. The pot itself is mamish a kli rishon, kol zman shurosech. So since what he's saying is it should be machmir, not even cooking a kli sheni until the kli sheni cools down. Eliyad match the skar k'tzashi heroi le'achila, uve melach shenas al yidei bishul. What about processed salt? Like today, all salt already has been cooked, been pasteurized, all different types of techniques, so it's already been. What? It's not yet? Pretzel salt has not been the thick salt?
That's why a lot of Hasidish, they only use pretzel salt on Pesach.
I don't. Why?
It's the only one that's not cooked.
Good rubber's out.
So why is it not being cooked? So why is it better?
The process that makes.
A shach chametz. Become chametz stick. Okay. A regular salt. Regular salt that melts nasa ide bishel yesh makilin.
Pretzel salt is not. Yes.
Salt, all of the things that we use today, coffee and salt and sugar.
So a lot of shchitas, they use the Hasidic shchitas, they
yeah.
They
yeah,
like
pretzel
salt.
Yeah.
I think
it's
more
potent.
The problem is, twice as much pretzel salt to use as opposed to regular
cooked salt.
Salt, extra coarse, you know, what they call kosher salt.
Why is that so?
Because it's thinner granulation than kosher salt. So you need to do the job, you need like twice as much pretzel salt.
But pretzel is very thin? Pretzel
is more.
I thought it's thick, the pretzel salt.
It's thick, but not like koshering salt.
Where do they come from? Does it come from evaporation, or does it come from the rock?
It's from the rock. But they don't process it. It's more. It's you know not it's refined. Not, it's not cooked. It's not cooked. Pretzel salt is the only salt not cooked.
And
about kosher Himalayan salt?
Kosher salt is processed. Yes.
It is?
Yes.
The Yosef, is Himalayan salt cooked?
Yes. Himalayan,
the pink Himalayan salt.
Over melach shenase al yidei bishul yesh makilin.
I have.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Royal meat, because salt is expensive.
So you have to kasher it. So you, by boiling it, you pull out the blood. You get the blood.
They put outside. They didn't even have to have the
rocks. Yeah.
And they put the meat on the rocks. They boil it. You know.
They boil it. You need the rest. So that removes the ash. You remove the down through a boiling. Right. Very interesting.
If they had chicken, they couldn't kasher it.
Some hold that if the salt has been cooked, so ain't bishlach or bishl. So therefore, you don't have to be machmer. However, so he holds even this, you should be machmer not to cook in the klisheni. He's very machmer that even though it's been already cooked, there will be bishl achar bishl with regard to salt. V'chein, what else should one not do? Ain la'aros coffee, a tea, Roseach lekli sheretzim lishtes bay im yesham sugar. Don't pour the coffee and tea from the kettle or from the urn into a cup which has within it sugar, because you're going to be cooking the sugar. The boiling you have because you have an urn and it's a percolator, so it's a kli rishon. And you open up the spout, the spigot, and the coffee comes into the kli. So it's the liquid is being poured from a kli rishon. If the sugar has not been cooked, okay, he's dealing with sugar that's not been cooked like today. So when the water makes contact with the sugar, it's from a kli rishon and it's special. Even if the sugar has been cooked, he said before you should be machmir, not even the kli sheni, not even if it's cooked, because to some degree there will be bishlach or bishlo when it comes to these type of things. Avam yesh sugar.
Sugar cube in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They use
the tea.
That's
yeah.
the way they drank
it. In order, it shouldn't be bishul. But why
don't
you just put it? It shouldn't be bishul. Avlam yeh sugar.
That's it.
Elo yore tchila. What should you do? First pour esa coffee and tea. First you pour the coffee and tea into the kli. So now the coffee and tea is in the kli sheni. And once it's in the kli sheni, v'achar kach yitin l'secho esa sugar v'mokam, then you put the sugar. And then if you mokum tzach, you can be maker, because I guess he's saying the sugar has been cooked. If the sugar already in the factory has been cooked, which it is today, so then you can be maker ein bishul achar bishul. Okay, he goes through on the Shomis Allah a lot of very interesting things that Kali Abishli touched upon, different customs, different opinions. Okay, back to the page Kofi, the last on the bottom. Osul Aros, you're not allowed to pour from the kettle, from the pot, boiling hot gravy upon bread and upon matzah. Are you allowed to pour boiling hot water upon leaves, upon tea leaves, shell tea, the coffee, kisusha from ground up, ayin b'shulch hasam sofer dimishbach al ha-coffee v'haroischim merav Shabbos v'hura kamayim. So here he's dealing with tea leaves, and again, this is not the way we make tea and coffee today. Okay, we're dealing over here with some, we're dealing with raw material, and he's dealing over here with where these tea leaves are being recycled. Okay, no one would do this today. No one would think of recycling tea leaves. They have a tea bag.
Tea balls?
You recycle tea bag? Okay.
Garbage?
But he's discussing here large clumps. Large clumps of leaves of some type of I don't know exactly how they make coffee like this, but some type of the raw stuff, the real deal. So these things already have been used once. Once they've been used once, they're already cooked. If they're already cooked, ain't bishalach habishal. So what's so terrible now for me to do iri kli rishon upon a recycled shmata, upon a recycled leaf that was once already used? That's the shaila. So ain b'shut chasam sofer de'im nishbach al ha'kofi v'aroitzchim erev Shabbos v'chura ha'kamayim, and the water has been drained. The ain bo shum lachluchis. Okay, there's no moisture. It's completely dry, because if there's moisture, then you'll be cooking the water. You're not allowed to cook the water, even though the water already once has been cooked in the past. But once water turns, there is a collection of water, it's also l'chatchila to re-cook water once again. So there's no moisture, and the leaves have already been cooked once. For yovesh legamri, so he says it's still oster, only can it's also not min ha-Torah, it's also mid-Rabbanon, shvus to shvus is mutter al yidei akum la'aroi salecho reitzchim b'shabes, dein bishar acha bishol b'dover yovesh k'sheim shmo lachluchas mayim karim. So why only through akum? He's machmer, he's not so generous, he holds it, it's still oser mid-Rabbanon, he's not 100% okay with this. It's still oser, it still resembles bishol, and even though technically it's oser, so if it would be nisur deraisa, you would not be allowed to tell a goy to do it, because Amir Yakum is a shavus, but here it's a shavus to shavus. Oinik Shabbos, I want to enjoy my Shabbos. If it's tzorich, then you could be megal.
What about reused coffee grounds? Or like, for instance, in the coffee machine.
To reuse the same slukhor, maybe it's the taco no different. That's really what it seems to you. Take the ground, what's it called, that stuff? Whatever it is. So lukhor, well, you have to make sure, first of all, he says that's be completely dry.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not so simple already. To go have the percolators, once already it's sitting around such a long time where it's completely dry, I don't think people are going to want to use it anymore.
I don't think people use it, but...
Either. But he's saying over here, in this situation, that number one, these leaves are completely dry, because if there was moisture in the leaf, there would be a shiloh of you cooking the liquid. And cooking the liquid would be a shiloh deraisa of bishol achar bishol. At least that's what he says. He's machmir on that point.
Yeah, but the...
But the leaf, it's a, what?
What's the definition of completely dry? You take meat out of the freezer, it's also not completely dry. And still you can heat it up. We're not worried about bishul and tabishul in that case. So completely dry is...
Okay, I hear. Okay.
You look at it, it looks dry. It doesn't mean it's completely dry.
That even though the same bishul and tabishul, we weren't allowed to warm up meat that had to come directly from the...
Congealed.
Congealed. Taken out and left on the side of the blech until if you wanted later, after it was thawed out, then you could...
Because of ice, because that's no lot. You're going from a state of... Okay, I don't know. The ayin b'shul levushay Mordechai derak b'kofi koli machmir b'shul deyesh des haram deyesh bishlach atzluya v'afiyah. Because when it comes to coffee, there is bishul achar tzluya being roasted v'afiyah. So it seems to say that the way the coffee is processed, it's not cooked. Okay, I don't know how you make coffee. How they grow?
They grow about roasted beans.
So there, since now you're going to take the coffee, you're going to cook it. That's bishul achar tzli, or bishul achar. But when it comes to tea, there was never a time when it was roasted. Tea, it's the leaves themselves. So there, it's only going to be a shail of bishul achar bishul. Okay, so he just makes at this point that you have to know dealing with if there is a chash of bishul achar tzli, bishul achar afia. But when it comes to bishul achar bishul, then there's more room to be makel. Let's go for it. Should be in Zion. Le'inyan bishul ha'elam shakarim tea. The tzorach la'aris
le'im. What if you have like schnitzel that is roasted?
Yeah, what do you want to do with it? You want to... No, bishlach is only liquid. Bishlach is only when it's liquid. If you want to... If you put the schnitzel on the blach in water, then you've got to... Yeah, you have a real problem. But if you just want to warm it up, that's not called bishlach. Bishlach has to involve water. Has to, yeah.
The main problem at a kiddush a lot of times when they serve halachas, so what the mashgiach, what you're taught to do from the OU, is to keep the juice on the blech overnight. You can take the halachas out of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then you can put you make sure that the pan is dry and put that on the blech, and then when you serve it, to pour the juice that has been on the blech all night. Over the...
Okay, because it's completely two separate things.
It's not, in other words, when you couldn't take, you had to make sure that the halachas... This is one of the main problems by a kiddush on Shabbos.
How to add the juice is...
You should handle it. That's
how to handle the juice. The juice is...
has got to get a certain amount of training, and that's what they teach them, so...
Shouldn't be shalav bishlach and bishul. Right. The ayin b'shabinyan tzien le'inyan bishul.
Of the halachas, right?
Yeah, but as long as you make sure that there's no liquid in the pan, because generally you have to pour out all the juice. Make sure you pour it out well. Keep the juice in a pot separately on the blech all night, like you do water.
And you can put the dishes also to keep warm. There's no problem with that, right?
Okay, let's go further. The ayin b'shabinyan tzien le'inyan bishul ha'elam shakarin ti. What about tea bags or cooking the leaves? The tzarech laris aleim chamir of Shabbos. So he says that you person makes what we call scents. The yiriku hamayim, and they'll turn green. Okay, the scents has a very dark color. Actually, shara ha'olim yavesh mamish. Until the olim turn out completely dry, the balachim yesh bishul. The yizriku hamayim, remove the... The yoriku hamayim. The yizriku, no, you're right. You're right. Actually, yashur ha'olim yavesh mamish. This is not sense. Different technique. You're dealing with over leaves. So you're taking the leaves and you're going and you are pouring water upon them. Basically, you're cooking them for the very first time. You are going to cook the leaves for the first time, and then you're going to remove the water, and you're going to let the leaves dry out. So now, when you cook the leaves a second time on Shabbos, ain bishul achar bishul. Actually, yashur ha'olim yavesh mamish. The balachim yesh bishul. Because the leaves are going to be moist, and there's going to be a shail of cooking them with liquid. Achar yesh achar bishul. And now the leaves. leaves are completely dry. So being the leaves are completely dry, now when you want to go and you want to cook them a second time, there is no problem at all, because you've already cooked the leaves. Bishlach habishul is true when it comes to liquid. Yesh bishlach habishul when it comes to liquid, but there's no bishlach habishul when it comes to a solid. A leaf is a solid. So you cook it the first time before Shabbos, and then it's already cooked, you let it dry, so there's no liquid anymore. Now you can use it, you can pour water upon it the second time. We don't make tea like this anyway on Shabbos. It's not our custom. This is outdated technique. The best thing is to not just to pour. Iwi is only a secondary technique. It would be ideal to put the leaves in water and to cook the water, to do not just an iwi, but to do a real bishul. Obviously, why wouldn't people want to do this in those ancient times? Because if you would cook it for before Shabbos, you would completely remove all the flavor from the leaves. It would be depleted. So then when you let the leaves dry and you want to use it a second time on Shabbos, it wouldn't be so good. This way, it's somewhere in the middle. I'll just pour boiling hot water before Shabbos. That way, I'll take out part of the flavor, but it will be still be preserving the leaves, the most of the flavor, and there's no longer going to be a shaila bishlach habishul, because since I eat kli rishon, it's called bishul, it's a legal loophole in order to avoid a problem of bishlach habishul. Okay, this doesn't make halacha l'maaseh anymore, because we don't make tea like this anymore. We either make tea with using the scents, or people make tea actually, they just do it in a kli shlishi or a kli revi. They pour the water a couple of times until they can either use a tea bag, the maker will do it that way. Let's see. The ayma primogodim shakosav stam. And you remove the water, and then it's good. Then once ready, it's going to be dry, then it's okay. You don't have to go do this technique of going and putting it into cooking it for real. It's enough. You don't have to do more than what halacha requires of you to do iwi pamachas. Heals no good. It's not a good technique. If you want to go take the leaves, you have to actually cook them, and you have to actually extract all their flavor, and only then can use it a second time. Water. Water. The more you cook water, again, the worse it gets. The more the water cooks, the worse it gets. Mitzstanding, I think mitzstan over here means the more you cook it,
mitzstan gets cold. No,
it's getting cold.
Mitzstanin v'raloi, but here it's used in different contexts. It's used the more it cooks.
You add that water and you let it cool. It gets worse.
Okay, let's see. Mitzstanin v'ral. Okay, let's see. Especially mehem tea, shakarin scents. To go pour water in which you've cooked tea, which we call scents, which we do today, into boiling hot water. If they've not been completely cooled down, vaday mutter. Then it's mutter. So the point over here is this, why don't we say this bishul? If we have scents from before Shabbos and the scents is cold, okay, some people keep the scents hot. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And some people don't care, they keep it cold. Right? They just make scents. After they make the scents, they just put it on the side. So then you want to go, problem is you want to go take the scents and you want to go put in some of the scents into a utensil and then pour from the kettle boiling hot water directly into the scents. But you're cooking that water. You're cooking that water. It's bishul. So yesh bishul achar bishul when it comes to liquid. No, it's mitzstanein viraloi. Since this water has already been cooked and it's mixed with the scents, it's not called bishul achar bishul. When you have pure water that's not diluted, perfectly water that's not, that even if it's been cooked, but it's regular water, then there is a problem of bishul achar bishul. But when you have water and the water is not pure, the water has within it the sense, and even if the water is cold, and you're allowed to do iwi from the kettle directly into this water, vaday mutter, it's mutter. Vim nitzdanu, if it's not 100% cold, it's still lukewarm, it's partially hot, it's certainly mutter. But what happens if it's completely cold? V'im nitzdanu, it's completely cold. Toli machlekes Ramah v'habach. To the Ramah muter b'mitzdanik v'raloi l'habach osa. Machlekes apoyesk, when it comes to water that's partially cooked, that has flavor, if it's mitzdanik v'raloi, now that it has been cooked, it's no longer cooked. It's no longer begeder bishul when you cook it a second time. V'ayin shemeg navram, v'ayin da'agos masham, shevi b'shem ha...
Hamishna Brura, no, I don't know what that is. Shadach. Okay, Shadach Divri Habach, Vafilhochi Kosta Vilhokil, the Ain Lodu became the Kama Dwarm Heine Mitzan in the Yafaloi. We don't exactly know the nature of when we say that something is not Shaykh anymore, Bishulach Habishul. When a liquid, a solid, is certainly Ain Bishulach Habishul. Liquids is a machloikis. The only times we say by a liquid, Ain Bishulach Habishul, is when it's Mitzamic Viraloi, which means the more you cook it, the worse it gets. But when it's Mitzamic Viofalo, when it's a liquid, and the more you cook it, the better it gets, then it's going to be a shayl of bishlach habishul. When it comes to scents, tea, liquid that's been mixed with tea, is that called mitstamik viraloi and ain bishlach habishul? When it's lukewarm, it's cold, or is it mitstamik viofalo and it's also? When not bikim in these matters, you should not pour the cold water directly into the scents, the hot water from the kettle directly into the scents when it's cold, but the only thing you should do is you should put the scents into a kli sheni, and you should pour the water into the kli, so then the water becomes a kli sheni, and then you add the scents, the cold scents, into the kli, so then you're mixing scents into a kli sheni, and kli sheni certainly is going to be okay.
The easiest thing is to buy instant tea, which is already mavushal.
Yeah, it's tasteless.
Instant tea that's already mavushal, so that's like coffee. But you have to also do a kli, you have to also do it, you do it in a...
You put it into
a kli, right. So then it's right, nechanami, right. Instant tea. But people... Right.
The sugar covers the taste anyway.
Let's go right. V'yafeloi v'ein lohakel misafik elim ke mevada mitzamik v'ral. Okay, so the bottom line over here is, so far we've dealt with the tea leaves, and we've dealt with scents. There's hot scents, and there's cold scents. The ultimate is... And there's nonsense. There's hot scents, cold scents, and there's nonsense.
It makes no sense, like a penny.
Okay, let's go further. Give of ayin b'shudmar shag. Shanish shal demutu losis b'shabes. Flesh. Flesh.
Flesh extract.
Tamsis basar. Okay, tea, flesh extract. Tamsis basar. Okay, tamsis basar. Some type of powder, I guess, that has the flavor of meat. Tamsis basar. Okay, some type of meat. Some fleshika. Lesoch mayim hanim. Because I guess they grind the meat. They make this today? Powder. It's some type of powder that's made from meat. It's powder meat. Meat flavor. The question. Okay. She'achar kach misavim menu roitiv, and this meat flavor, these things, they turn into powder. They turn into soup. Ruuya deroitiv ruuya kosav shom she'en yedu lo im ho extract hazeh kvar nispasho pamachas be half. Factory,
fabric.
That's a factory. The factory, oil or not. In other words, if it already was cooked, ain bishulach habishul. If it's not been cooked, it's a satisfactory level of halacha. Then you got a big problem by putting it in the kli rishayin. The helush of helud ima extract has anasim etchilai de bishuloi azdam legamid lemelach shayisim mimayim hamamashle moysam mivur b'mogen avram de mutter. Law says so. Says no less than salt. It's no less than commercial salt. Salt, which already has been cooked. The mutter law says that Safilu is a kli rishon, mishum the ein bishlach habishul. But davar yovesh, Safilu with the stamin, Safilu with the stamin lagami. V'yochanami hadin kain. Shemutter law says extract has zeb kli rishon the ein lefakim mishum misakin machal chodesh mishum the misakin machal. Oh, what about another shayla? You misakin. Okay, forget about the issues of bishul. What about tikkun mone? So there's a general rule: the ein lefakim mishum misakin machal chodesh mishum the misakin machal b'machal acher less by mishum misakin. There's no din of misakin mone. There's no din tikkun mone boine and tikkun mone when it comes to food. Tikkun makev patish, although that category of malach is only when it comes to materials, building materials. When it comes to making food, there's no such thing as tikkun being misakin. Over here, I'm making something new. I'm making over here from a powder into a soup. There's no such problem when it comes to food. Less lambab mishum misakin mone, kamo shemutu lahamtik tea, the coffee, the sugar, just like you're allowed to dilute tea and coffee in sugar. But let's say this extract has not been cooked. Then you're cooking on Shabbos. Why should it be usher? It's concentrated. And if it's concentrated, it's less than the shear. Everything in halacha in Shabbos has a certain minimum shear. So this less than the shear, no, since this is sufficient for your purposes, it's like a bria. a creature, anything which is sufficient for is going to be good enough. Kamo shukhatsa ma ram shik. Linyin bishla olim shal ti, the havi bichlal mevashal samonim di shirim havi havi sheyiyu ruin lo sadovar. The shir is defined by what is necessary for this specific product. Shadakal levashal b'shubi rishul zeh. V'yev shafil b'sech kli sheni gam kein osur. So here it comes a very big chumra, that you're not even allowed to put the extract into a kli sheni. Shadayim l'masha b'askin l'meliach ha-yoshan v'dog ha-afarsimim d'ha-dechosim b'chamechamen ha-vigmar m'lachtan. There's a certain type of fish which is extremely delicate, and if you just pour upon the fish hot water, that's how it's cooked. It's cooked kalei abishal. So therefore, since these things, zuchmekin yesh l'stabik linyan has zikirin. Know what that is? Zikirin sheyesh em koyach mesikus gadol. Certain, I don't know, know what zikirin is. Do you know what that word is? What? Okay, which is koyach mesikus gadol dim loy nespashal oy bea factory yesh lehesti
saccharin.
Okay. Zichrin is saccharin.
Zichrin.
Isn't that illegal today?
No,
not his day.
Not his day.
The dim loy nespashal oy bea factory yesh lestabik imutul anicha mesuch mayim machamayim shaviyim mesuch luvush mordechai shnishal gam kein al hashel vahish gam kein kamoy shukot. So the bottom line is there's something called Kale Habishal, and that's why he indeed is Machmir. That's why in the Mechaber Taka writes that there are different categories, comes from the Gemara, of the Meliach Hayoshon V'dorgo Afar Simin, a certain type of fish, Tahadachosan, the Chaman Havigamar Malachtan, that pouring hot water upon it is the Gemar Malacha. So this is a Chumrah. And that's why he says that it's not even such a good idea to put it to use a klisheni. Even a klisheni, he says, can be problematic. And that's why Itaki says above in the Kiddush Olam is indeed machmir, that you should not even put the matzah and the bread or anything which is the croutons, or to put even salt that has salt or things like that into a klisheni until it cools down to some degree. It's a drop less than yad. So let us.
Let's say when you eat croutons and soup,
yeah,
you want it to be hard the way it is.
You want it to be soft.
Well, yeah. So that's
but if the temperature of the soup, if the temperature of the soup is yad, so let us boy. So there is grounds to say that when the croutons come in contact with the hot liquid, it's cooking the croutons. The croutons in the factory have only been baked; they have not been cooked. And we are paskin yesh bishul achar afia. Technically speaking, in order for there to be bishul, it must be a kli rishon.
Even if it was cooked, but this may be a gemar malacha.
Hadochason, that's what he's saying. Hadochason zeh gemar malachtan.
Example: you go into the Puerto Rican fleet, this very salty fish.
Yeah.
You take it cold and you dunk it
into
hot water and get over.
Gemar melachtan. That's a principle in the Gemara. It's a new principle in the Gemara. Hadachosan gemar melachtan. And that principle would apply to all things that are being done in a klisheni. This is the way you finish off the product. And the Gemara says that it's osur on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take this fish and pour boiling hot water because of hadachosan gemar melachtan. You're completing a process. Even though there is no real halach of misakin, but the Gemara says there is something called gemar melachtan when it comes to food. What?
It's a form of bishul.
It's not the real bishul, right, but it's a form of bishul which we have precedent in the Gemara. Question is, the Gemara only said this in regard to fish. Do we have a right to say this in regard to croutons? Do we have a right to say this in regard to instant coffee, into sugar? So he points out there are those that are machmer. Halacha l'maisa, what do people do? Most people are not so machmer in this matter. Most people, when they make up a coffee, they make it in a cliche. They pour the water from the urn into a utensil, and then from that utensil, now it's a klisheni, and then they add the sugar and coffee and whatever flavoring they want in milk, they add it a second time. Other people, they do it, there's another issue, they hold that there's a problem of, I think the Debrezina. Debrezina, he holds, is another problem of coloring. When you add instant coffee into a cup of water, that's a klisheni, you are tzoveya. You're darkening. There is Sviya Baichlin. I believe so. The Devot Sinai member, the Devot Sinai, he writes that the only time there is Sviya is if you have you pour the water from the urn or from the kettle into a kli, it's kli sheni, to air the coffee, you're going to blacken the water. Sviya. Who says that's permitted? And then you should put the coffee in a kli shlishi, and then pour the water from the kli sheni into the kli shlishi, which already has the coffee. So the instant the water makes contact with the kli, it becomes colored. That lessens the problem of tzviya. Tzviya, if you have a collection, a body of water, and you color it, that's tzviya. But if the water, while it's in motion from one utensil to the next utensil, becomes colored, that he holds is less of an issue of tzviya. It takes away the tzura, the technique. Tzviya in Chazal is where you have something and you color it. But when something is being transferred from one place to another, and when the process becomes colored, is less of an issue. So that is his opinion. Some people do. Everyone does something different. I even go to shuls. I always find it very amusing. You go to a shul and they have instructions. They have instructions how to make on Shabbos. You go to a shtibul. They have an urn, and then they have instructions for Shabbos. This is what you're supposed to do. And if you go to different shuls, you'll notice that the instructions in every shul are different. Some shuls they'll tell you. They differentiate between the sugar and the milk. I have to do a little more research, but I've always like, stay out of the kitchen. Stay out of the kitchen.
Interesting horror.
Yeah.
When people use a clean shlishi,
yeah.
The cup which they take from the urn has drops of...
Oh, that's a problem. That's bishul. That's iru, because you're recooking the drops. Okay, we